I think so.
Welcome to Formal Nachos, a podcast where we learn things.
Lots of things.
I'm Tamara Turney.
And I'm Jeff Budke.
And this week we're going to learn
a lot of stuff.
Get ready.
Because this ain't funny. My name's Jeff B and I'm about to get money.
Oh! I don't know.
That's
I don't
know. Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
That's not actually me. I didn't make that up.
I know.
Okay. You knew?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do I have a tell?
No, you just know a lot of rap songs. Actually, you know a lot of rap songs.
I know like 4 rap songs. And every word to every DC Talk song ever made.
That should count for something. Yeah, I feel like that goes a long way. Yeah. How's your week been?
Oh, it was a good week. School's out for summer. How many song lyrics can I get into this episode?
I feel like we could probably get a lot.
We'll find out.
Okay.
We
should keep a tally.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Josh, could you tally that for us? Thanks. So we're out for summer, which just got some meetings this week, but it was good to say to all the kids, hey, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it was great to kind of walk away from that, just knowing like, okay, I did it.
Yeah.
1 year in the books in the school.
Nice.
Yeah.
You did it. A whole year at this school.
A whole year.
Are you going to go back next year?
I'm planning on going back. They want
All
me back
right.
as of right now.
That's a good sign.
We'll see.
Yeah, nice work.
Yeah.
Nice work. Yeah.
That was great. How was your week?
It's same thing.
Same thing?
School's out for summer.
Hey.
Yeah, we said goodbye to all the niños and graduated some and...
Ninos
some will come back, I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works at a college.
Hmm.
About 70% of them come back.
So. Really?
I mean,
that seems
if
like
you
a high
think
number,
about
but...
it, like freshmen, sophomores, juniors.
It should be like 75%.
Yeah,
so
you
I understand what you're
saying
now.
Yeah, you get it.
I get it. I did it. Math.
So yeah, this week all I'm doing is dreaming about summer, thinking about what I want to do once my job is officially done 2 weeks from now, and... Yeah, it's a good place to be.
In the last week of school, there was a history class, and they were doing a round table discussion. There was no table, but a circle of chairs.
Okay.
And one of the questions that was asked was, hey, if you could vote for anyone to be president in this room, who would you vote for?
Mm.
And one of the boys raised his hand. It's going to be hard to say without names, so I'm going to make
right.
up a name.
Okay.
So Jake raised his hand.
Okay.
And he said... I'd vote for Jason to be president. Unfortunately, he can't because he was born in Estonia. And
what?
Another boy named Ryan goes, that's not a real place. To which I had to take out my phone and Google Estonia. It is a real country.
Oh.
The more you know.
Oh my gosh.
But their reactions were just so good because everyone's just like stunned into silence. Like, is Estonia a real place?
Wait, what?
I don't
what?
Know.
Where? What?
I was like, I don't think Josh has talked about that
oh
at the end of the shows, so...
Oh.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
You got really
should
sad.
Add that to his list
okay.
of things to talk about. Countries in the world.
Something he learned on the show.
Places in the world, yeah.
This is
like
a country.
It.
This is not.
One
like how John
of these
Oliver
things is not like the other.
A place you think about so little, you don't even know it's in the wrong place. Like, he puts
yes.
it on the map. Yeah. It's
oh
like,
my gosh.
It's a great gaffe.
I love... John Oliver.
Oh, he's
can we just
it.
Give a shout out to him? He is awesome.
Last week tonight.
# John Oliver.
Making me think about my retirement plan. Thanks a lot, John Oliver.
I think it was on the latest episode, he was talking about like women doing scandalous and criminal acts. And he goes,
fun.
# lady crimes, # feminism.
# lady crime.
And I died. It was so good.
Not enough lady. Gosh. Not enough lady crimes.
Lady crimes. Right. # feminism.
Oh, man.
Oh, we have a lot to talk about today.
Speaking of lady crimes, you want to introduce our guest?
Yeah, # lady crimes.
Tweet us at Formal Nachos, # lady crimes.
So today we have a really special guest. This person is very important to me.
Special guest of all.
Really important to me. I think I care the most about her
at
out
table.
Of everyone at this table.
Hands down.
And
Josh, put your hand down.
She brightens my day. She brightens everyone's day. We have the one, the only, Megan Bogart.
Hello. Hello.
Do you have anyone you want to say hi to? This
oh,
is
yeah.
your yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Any shout outs? Any like hellos from home?
Ooh, how about, I mean, I could say hi to mom and dad. Hey mom. Hey dad. They probably don't listen.
Wow.
Maybe they will now.
Maybe. This will be incentive.
We're going to have a spike in our listenership.
Yes.
One more.
From California.
Yeah, we have a lot of, we have like a large amount of listeners in a lot of different places, or a low amount of listeners in a lot of different places. That's what I meant to say.
Yes.
Your mother's been listening all the more.
Oh my gosh, my mom. Oh. She's an avid fan. So, Marta.
My mom's way behind.
Thanks for listening. If you've caught up to this episode, I hope you enjoy it, and we hope we don't embarrass you.
Not too much.
But we love you, Marta. Oh, also, happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Are you guys birthday buddies?
Well, we were going to be birthday buddies, yeah. But I decided I was tired of being in her tummy.
Mm-hmm.
Not her tummy. I know that that's not where babies live, but...
Did you celebrate with the birthday buddy, the young birthday buddy that you know?
You know, actually, we didn't see each other.
Totally forgot.
I kept mentioning it to her the week before, like, hey, Leah, it's almost our birthday.
It's our birthday.
And she just kept looking at me like...
That's weird.
It's my birthday. Like, what? I don't think she totally got it. So.
Very possessive 5-year-old.
She's 5, so...
Oh, is she 5?
She
that was just
totally
a random guess.
She can be possessive about it. That's fine.
For now. We'll see.
For now. I hope she grows out of it. She's delightful. I love her. So, no, I was celebrating with you two.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I was there.
It was.
You
it
were
was
there.
It was a good time.
What was the name of that barbecue place we went to in South Seattle?
Jack's.
Jack's was good.
That was so delicious.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What did y'all have? You had...
I just remember you got, like, an old-fashioned that was pretty bomb.
With, like, the smoky bourbon.
Yeah.
The smoky bourbon.
Smoky and sweet. The best combo.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Like
and tons of brisket deliciousness.
Mm.
Vegan
like
paradise.
Pecan pie.
Yes.
Talking about vegan things.
Yeah.
I ended up going to that tiki bar.
Oh.
Is that what it's called? The tiki bar? Are there tiki torches?
There are tiki torches.
Was there Hawaiian
tiki
lays?
Things.
What's it
There's
called?
Lights
Were
that
you,
look like rippling water.
What?
It's pretty upscale.
Wow. Like, how do they even make that? It seems like a mystery of nature or science.
It's magic.
Magic.
And it's vegan only, right?
Yeah. All vegan. It's called No Bones.
That's right.
Tiki bar. I ended up getting the vegan nachos.
Okay.
I mean...
Lactose intolerance all around this
table.
Yeah! I know, yeah. Yeah, this is a good thing for us.
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo. Wow.
It was pretty delicious. Hmm. It was like vegan queso. You know, like Qdoba.
Like the ballpark cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Okay.
It was delicious, but also... kind of quirky.
Okay, yeah. You know, I've never been to a Qdoba. I can't say that I've ever been there, so I don't actually know the reference.
Qdoba resulted in one of my worst stomach aches, and you know the story of
the honey bucket.
The honey bucket.
No!
Tell the story. Tell us. Maybe not.
Well, that's okay. This is embarrassing moments with Jeff. I was delivering medical equipment. Hello, ladies. And I spent most of my time in a van, delivering like wheelchairs and hospital beds and just things to people's homes. And I remember eating Qdoba, not feeling great about it. And then, oh goodness, I was driving down I-5. Thought about exiting on the 50th, didn't make it. Kept going. Hit me.
Oh, dear.
Tried to puke out the window, but I was on the interstate, and so I decided that wouldn't work. And so I puked on myself, and that's how I chose to deal with it. Pulled off, found a honey bucket. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Jesus, for the honey bucket. And dumped my clothes in the honey bucket, left my shirt, pants. Kept the shoes on. I had shoes, boxers, and an undershirt on, and that was all I had. Got back into the car, drove home. I was a caretaker at a building that was, like, used. Can I say the name of the building, do you think?
No.
Okay, I was a caretaker there, and I had to walk into this building with people working in just my boxers.
Oh.
all the way in to, like, go change. I remember getting back
just
to the
like
office.
The Charlie Brown, like, walk of shame.
It was, yeah. I had the, yeah. you know, like, the shirt, pulling the shirt down.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Walk of shame and a half.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one before.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Oh, that's a
good one. That's a goodie.
Anytime I see a honey bucket.
You think of me?
I say a little prayer for you.
Oh. Say a little prayer for you. Who sings that?
Dionne Warwick? I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
we
like...
We have a record of her at our house.
Yeah.
Does she have another
song?
Play
it all the time.
Yeah?
I don't know. That's a good
You know
question.
How, like, Heaven is a place... I feel like in that era... I feel like Whitney Houston or like people in that like they get credit for songs they didn't do because it was
yeah.
just like harder to keep track of.
Yeah, and Dionne Warwick is like older.
I don't even know. I've never even heard that name before.
Like
here we are.
70s maybe. Oh, if only we had a
the dream of the
70s. Fact check.
Oh man.
Where's my phone? I don't know.
Or a guess. Don't worry.
I don't know.
we'll correct that if we're wrong.
Yeah,
on our next show.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh yeah, I love going back and fixing our errors. This next show. That's probably my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Get someone
for
to write
sure.
In.
For sure. Well, so we should maybe spend some time getting to know Megan, and then we have
yeah.
our wheel of topics as always.
You know Megan. I just met her as we walked in.
Oh, that's
so.
Right. So let me introduce you to her.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe
nice
we.
Nice to meet you.
You look really nice.
Thank
very
you.
Pretty.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shucks.
All right,
oh,
you two.
Okay, that's
after
enough.
The show. After the show.
Here's my number. Jeff is sliding his phone
oh
number
my
across
gosh.
The table.
Scandal.
There's nothing there.
He doesn't have a phone.
I can't afford that.
Oh, gosh. Well, so, if it's okay with you, let's, I mean,
yeah,
we'd love to know
I,
a little bit more about
I
your job
you.
And what you're doing. And so,
I just
yeah.
transitioned from a honey bucket story to, like, hitting on our guests. That's pretty amazing.
Smooth like a limousine. Hello.
Like
that's the
podcast. Honey bucket?
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Yuck.
Barf.
Literally.
So we're just going to move right along. So, Megan, for our listeners and for Jeff, since he doesn't know you, let's just start by telling us a little bit about what you do, what you've been doing, and yeah, how you occupy your work week.
Yes. So, I am recently a freelance interior designer, doing the freelance thing.
Okay.
And it's been pretty great. I work mostly in residential homes, so
okay.
clients like new couples or new families or anybody who wants to remodel.
Yeah,
so we do remodels and new homes.
We're talking bathrooms, bedrooms, kitchens,
all of it.
Basements.
We flip it. We design it.
You can check
all
out
things.
Our new show on HGTV. It'll be there soon, someday. They give everyone
what's it
a show.
Called?
Bugs in the Buds.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
For those who didn't know, this is Megan Bogard of
B-Ball
with Bogues.
And Spices with Nutmeg.
That's right. This is the one, the only.
Too many things going on.
So you've got a lot of projects.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
your main focus is home design.
Yeah.
I guess.
I guess. That's so great. How long have you been doing what you're doing right now?
Right now, as of a year. So
wow.
happy, I
happy
guess,
one
happy
year.
Anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you.
Anniversary?
I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
What's the, like, one-year work anniversary gift? You know, I don't know, for, like, weddings, it's, like, paper.
It's called the Wong Duty.
The Wong Duty.
Award.
Oh, my God.
Candace, let's talk later.
Wong Duty and Wiener. I feel like a four-year-old. Sorry. Moving right along.
Yeah, been there about 1 year.
Okay.
So I do work with, I should clarify, I work alongside a gal that started her own business. She went to school, same school as me.
Oh, cool.
And we just got connected by our teacher, Mr. Keith Miller. If he wants to listen, that could be another listener. He would be pretty cool with that.
You could probably plug your boss, too. This seems like a great
yeah.
place to do that. For those looking at renovating their homes in the greater Seattle area.
Her name's Kim. She's pretty great. She's really great. And she started her own business and needed an assistant, and
okay.
there I was.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you tell us more about Kim's dog?
can stop Clyde.
Named after Clyde Drexler, Portland Trail Blazer hero.
What?
So Clyde is
real? That's very real.
Whoa.
He's Clyde looks first, nothing like the basketball player, though.
The first person that greets me in the morning, followed by a 2-year-old who is always like, "Hey, what's up?"
Special.
She can't talk. I don't know. That was like a video. I'd imagine.
Wow, that 2-year-old is like.
Don't worry, I'm on summer brain. I like.
Oh, hey, what's up, Megan? Oh, wow.
Caught up yet?
Clyde greets me in the morning. He's about as big as.
Megan was holding her hands up about 12 inches apart.
A football.
About a football size.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little football. Mm-hmm. A little scrappy thing.
Cute.
And,
Scooby's brother, Scrappy-Doo. Yeah.
Oh, Scrappy.
Row.
Yeah, I do a lot better.
It's really hard. Yeah, it's difficult.
Booby-Doo. Clyde's little dog.
Okay.
He really likes... I don't know. Nothing else to say about Clyde.
That's awesome. Yeah. So good. What were you doing before you started this adventure for the last year?
I was working. For the last 3 years, I had been working in retail, kind of like furniture retail, which was super fun. It was very high energy and kind of crazy, but really fun group of people. So it made it really great. Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do them.
Very cool.
Waking up at what time?
Crack of dawn. Super early.
Pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It was really ridiculous.
Twilight book, pre-dawn.
The one before breaking dawn.
Sure.
Pre-dawn.
Yeah, pre-dawn. It's the one about the detergent, the laundry detergent.
What?
Pre-dawn. Pre-dawn. Twilight.
Perfect.
Yeah, so the reason I would get up early, we, like, set up the store and, like, moved all the furniture and got everything ready, making it look dazzling, I guess.
So there's not elves to do that, or?
Yeah, I guess we are those, I don't know, elves.
Megan is an elf?
I had no idea.
Whoa!
I didn't know.
Wow.
I guess I don't know her that well.
Smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
That's incredible.
Megan the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Oh my gosh. So good.
Yeah.
The best. Well, we're stoked that you're on the show. We were thinking that we would be moving to the Wheel of Topics, and we'd love to have you join us.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also wanted to give a shout out to Andy Zook, who was a guest a few episodes ago.
Yeah.
He has started his own podcast.
It's incredible.
It's called Bad at Parties, and you can subscribe on iTunes. And since you're all already subscribing to our podcast, you should just give him a little listen.
Give him a listen. The podcast is so great. He's going to be talking with artists and writers and musicians and all kinds of people who are creating stuff. Some hooligans.
Some convicts, some...
And I love the line. It's
presidential
like
candidates.
The conversations he wishes he would be having at parties, but can't.
Can't. Because we're bad at parties.
Yeah. I just love it. It's so great.
The picture alone is worth checking out. So go to...
Introverts Unite.
Yeah. Introverts Unite.
Yeah.
That's so great. Oh my gosh. What if we, like,
We podcast in order to have conversation, because we can't at parties.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that's our podcast. Mm-hmm. Can't at parties. So we podcast.
Yeah. It's a little it's a lengthier title.
I like it.
It's perfect. Yeah. But anyways, give Andy some love. Give him a listen. Mm-hmm. And Andy, we're so proud of you. Good work.
Cheers, Andy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. So then now it's time for
the Wheel of Topics.
Three.
Number three is karaoke.
Karaoke. Are we gonna, like, karaoke right now?
We can. I did not think that's where that was gonna go.
Oh.
I think that you wrote this down.
Oh, I wrote it down! Okay.
Yep. Probably to talk about, like, what we sing at karaoke, I'm guessing.
I'm curious if you
Bose
have...
lays it down. You sing at karaoke.
Yeah.
I avoid it at all costs.
I'm actually new to the karaoke game. Mm. I think that's why I put it on there, because I'm,
life's
like, excited to get...
Sometimes you lead.
Sometimes you follow.
Sometimes you follow.
Don't worry, I know what you don't know.
That's a good karaoke song. You want the crowd. You want the crowd to enjoy the song.
Yes.
You want them to know the song. If they could, if they clapped or sang with you, like that's the ideal to me.
Yes.
The karaoke situation.
Totally.
Or you want to make them laugh.
Yes. Yeah. So
not with how bad you're doing.
Right. Just with the joy of the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I feel like you could have pulled that off. Like for some reason, Thrift Shop comes to mind. Like if you had done that before it got really popular, like I feel like everyone would have laughed. Like those kind of things. Where you're
yeah.
Like, okay, you don't know it, but they laugh. Now they would all know it too. But
right. But then then you'd have like the crowd
yeah.
getting into it. That happened at a party that we were at once, and everyone
camera
loved
is pointing at Megan.
The Thrift Shop at Candace's birthday party.
Mm. Oh yes.
Everyone yeah. loved. I think Lisa Weaver did
she
Thrift Shop.
Was
she threw
amazing.
It down. She
Shout
was
out.
Awesome. Yeah.
She really surprised the whole crowd, and that's really a good thing.
Okay, so I'm curious, what if you have a karaoke song? What is it? Mm-hmm. And if you want one, what would it be?
I wish I had more confidence to sing it. Hooked on a Feeling is awesome.
I can't stop this feeling.
I feel like if I could do that, like, a little more country. You know how, like, we talk about our friend Aaron, like, if he just, like, went
oh,
full country, like,
yeah.
how great he could do with that?
That's
it would kill him on the inside, probably. And
but
maybe
it would
the outside.
Be the best.
Maybe
it would
the
be
outside.
A beautiful thing.
Oh, it would be yeah. beautiful.
But he would just
there
crush
is
it.
A thing called McConkey Honky Tonky.
Yeah.
I'm
don't
pretty
know about
sure
this.
That's a thing.
Please tell
what?
Us.
What?
We could maybe elaborate or have people comment about that, but
McConkey,
I think
McConkey
Honky Tonky is a thing.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So
I'm floored
we need,
right now.
We need Aaron.
Yeah.
Now.
Aaron's got to be on the show.
Yep. If your name is Aaron McConkey, we need you on the show. Stat.
If that's not a thing, then
it's going to be.
It should yeah. be. So thanks yeah. for the inspiration.
Thanks yeah. my tractor's sexy.
Oh my gosh.
So I like that one. I'd love to sing more of that.
Okay.
I love the idea of singing like some Blink-182 and just being a little punk up there.
Yes.
But I don't know if I could pull it off. Like, First Date, like, just get up there and just
yes.
play with this really fast song.
Yes.
I think that'd be fun. What else could I sang a Linkin Park song once.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a challenge.
I tried
that's
so
hard.
It wasn't that, I wish
oh
I had done that one.
So
that one would have at least made people laugh.
Yeah.
But I did Crawl from Hybrid Theory. I was, like,
ooh.
19 years old.
Wow.
I was just so dumb.
Whoa.
No one knew it. Everyone
Jeff.
Didn't, no one understood why I was yelling.
Your younger self. I wish I could have known him better.
The teen
a lot
angst.
Of eye black.
Were you
so
just dripping
angst.
Teen angst?
There was very little teen angst coming out of me, believe it or not. I went from, like, 11 years old to 18, like that. It wasn't at the appropriate time. I was 11 too long, and then I was 18 for too long, but that's kind of what happened.
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's a nice wide variety of
yeah.
songs.
Yeah, what are your
good.
What are your go-tos?
Well, I'm, again, new to the game. But I did pull out some Dixie Chicks, which is pretty awesome. You always have to have a partner for that.
Earl had the
that's great.
Ready.
Yeah,
Ready
to Run
oh, okay,
is always a good one.
Yeah.
Also, me and Lexi Martinez did some Britney Spears action, which was the best.
She was a surprising karaoke
yes.
gal, too.
She also
she,
was just egging it on.
Yeah.
Was so good.
My favorite moment when she was... last karaoke-ing was just, like, air guitaring on the floor,
yes!
and she, like, got on the floor and just, like...
That was Jimmy World
around.
In the middle.
Yes!
It was so good. Oh, it was so good.
My
yeah.
stepdad owns a nice air guitar collection. He's
oh.
really proud of it.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
fancy
ones.
Fancy
Randy!
You don't gotta test it.
Yeah.
The
middle.
Wow.
Is that... If you're listening...
No. Whoa. It was, like... It just takes some
oh, okay.
time.
Oh, okay, a little bit. Okay, my bad. Got my Jimmy World mixed up. That's Sweetness.
Just
I was singing Sweetness.
Yeah, and I think
right.
the area that I'd like to explore a little more is the 90s country female singer-songwriters.
Shania Twain.
Like Shania Twain, Reba McEntire,
Reba.
Trisha Yearwood. Yeah. Reba has this pretty intense song. called Does He Love You? And it's
a duet,
and it's Does He Love You? Does He Love You? Like He Loves Me.
Do you and Josh practice?
Sing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. It's pretty incredible.
I've heard a lot of things like when people first get married, they're like, what do we do with our time? But I know for a fact that you two fill it by singing together and practicing your stage performances.
Yeah, we, it's
and
like,
it's clear when you go out.
It's always a show.
This room has great acoustics, it's, so you know.
Yeah, I know. The basement really brings out the best in everyone's voice. It's pretty awesome.
The Hobbit Hole.
The Hobbit Hole. Yeah. What about you, Bogues?
You know, Jimmy World the Middle is a go-to. I do love that song.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
There's a, as you think about that, there's a commercial, it's like a, it's a beer commercial, and this guy like walks up and goes, karaoke night, and the guy at the counter's like, yo, give me a few bars. And he's like, I couldn't, and then he like grabs one of the beers and he starts singing Carry On Wayward Son.
Yeah.
And that would be a sweet one.
Yes.
I heard him on the commercial and I went, well, I can't do that, so. What else you got?
I think you
Let's
could.
See.
Yeah.
Other than that,
is
I
there,
would really love to sing Flock of Seagulls. But,
is there any chance that this will make the cut?
Yes.
I wanna be the whole crowd just swaying.
And Beta.
You know, that's a hard one only because, like, you bring it down a notch, so people really gotta buy
it. It just makes
but,
me...
Like,
do the,
stage
do the tears roll? Do tears roll when that happens?
Oh my gosh. Tears
oh my goodness.
Down my face.
So
tears
my,
fears, that's
my
fun.
Best friend Heather and I growing up, we were so into Savage Garden.
Oh
like,
my gosh.
To the point of...
Jeff just spat on himself.
It just seemed like she said it so casually, like she said it 100 times. Like, we were just so into Savage Garden. I'm like, yeah, totally.
Totally. Of course, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Totally.
Everyone buy into it.
Oh my gosh.
But we would like... She ended up buying the DVD on concert.
What?
When the, in their
no.
heyday. And we would sit and watch
no.
it.
Oh my gosh.
Front to back.
That's
yep.
incredible.
And memorize.
That
everything.
Is incredible.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
So bad.
Yeah. Me and my friends had
so
a very
bad.
Similar experience with the Backstreet Boys, and one of their concerts was on the Disney Channel, and we watched it on repeat like it was our job.
And there, this wasn't the days of DVR kids. We put the VCR in, we set up
yeah.
the...
Oh, yep. Yeah.
We
or we like...
Password, rewind,
we like
pause.
Programmed our day for when mm-hmm. they were doing the replay. We were like, okay, we've got 2 hours.
Yeah.
We gotta go get dinner. We gotta go call so and so. And then we'll be back here and we'll watch it again. Yeah. So,
yeah.
It was a good time. This is great. I wanna go karaoke with y'all now.
Yeah. I mean,
let's do it.
What's stopping us? There's a place called the Wheel, the Wet Wheel, Wagon Wheel.
Wagon
Wheel is a good song. That's not what I was trying to do there.
The Wagon Wheel.
So there's a place. There's the Wet Whistle.
Oh.
It's an alliteration with W's. And it's in Ballard. And I, oh, excuse me. And that was gross. And I went there one evening with two other people. They were like, oh, everyone will be there. And we walked in, there was like 7 of us. And that was a nice place to do karaoke. Very, very low on judgment.
Oh, maybe we should go there. You gotta figure out what that name is.
Yep. Stand bye-bye. Stand
the,
bye.
The Snug House. And
what
for
up,
those
Snuggery?
Who don't know the Snug House, it's just a group of gals. That
it's
I live
the best
with.
House.
It's pretty cozy. With an S.
Cozy.
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 Every day. But we have it on our summer bucket list to do ABBA karaoke.
Yes.
So that's
Mamma Mia.
We kind of did that with Mamma Mia that one night. It was
pretty
awesome.
Yeah.
You ladies know how to host a party. It's
Holly.
Pretty awesome.
Holly does.
It was really only
Cheers
one
to
party.
Holly.
Should we return to the Wheel of Topics?
The Wheel of Topics
the
party.
The Wheel of Topics.
5.
Number 5.
The rolls aren't very good tonight.
Hey, they'll get better. Oh my word, it's like we planned it. Summer bucket list.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy about
Bingo.
This one. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and take a break for about 10 minutes while Tamara tells you all about her favorite summer plans.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I just want everyone to notice I have
it.
A full list here
Woo.
Of things I want to do. Savannah scribed for me while we were driving back from Portland. She wrote down all of these things. I want to do them all. And I already have one thing checked off. So I'm like really pleased.
Any car trouble in Portland?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
That's like Debbie Downer on SNL.
That's what we were doing.
I just found out.
Debbie.
I just found out I can't have children. Anyways,
after
back to
Kristen
summer.
Wiig, yeah. Or Kristen Wiig.
Oh,
Rachel Dratch.
Yeah. The lady that was always in 30 Rock, but as a different person.
Yes. Okay, so.
Yes, queen.
My summer bucket list. I do want to hear about y'all's things, too, but I'll give you some highlights of things that I want to do. Willie Nelson is coming to Seattle, so that's
Zoo
on
Tunes.
My bucket. No, at the Marimore Park series.
Oh, okay.
I haven't found anyone who wants to go with me, so I might be going by myself with...
Emily will go.
20,000 of the best country folks from Seattle.
Okay.
You'll make friends there.
That's what happens.
As the youngest person there, I worry for your safety.
Willie friends. That doesn't sound right.
I think you're
lifelong Willie fans.
Willie friends. Are we Willie friends?
No, we're Willie friends, not Willie friends.
Oh, sorry. Okay, back to your list.
This is a very structured show. Maybe
Lord,
you're a guest.
Lord.
Respect the rules of the show.
Oh, man.
We take turns. We raise our hands like we're in a classroom. Yes,
that's
Cameron, go
visual
ahead.
Media.
Oh, man. I would like to, once a week, go on my bike, take my hammock in a book, and go to a new park.
Okay.
Once a week.
That is literally the best plan I've ever heard.
I literally can do it.
Yep.
I would like to make ice cream, but it would have to be coconut ice cream, as we all know.
Mm-hmm.
For us.
Dairy-wary
folks. Mm-hmm. Also, the Seattle Art Museum does yoga in the park at the Olympic Sculpture Park.
Whoa.
So I'm going to do that.
You can bike your hammock down there.
Ooh.
That's a two for Tuesday right there. Hello.
Hello. The best thing on my list, though, is I am about to purchase and be the proud
owner of a... Let's say it at the same time. Ready?
Okay,
one,
ready?
Two, three. Space
floaty.
Suit. Oh.
Okay, it is
a floaty?
Raft.
Okay.
A raft for water sports.
Yes.
In the shape...
Of
a root beer float.
Is it brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Float on.
Yes. So I'm instating.
All right.
Back to
the game.
I'll float on. All right. Okay. So
this podcast has been like a musical, of which I have to go see one. Keep going.
We'll get there. So this floaty, it's like a beer mug.
Mm.
With, like, foam on top and a cherry and a straw in the handle of the mug.
I can't even describe what Tamara's doing with her hands
right now.
It's
like, I'm a little teapot.
imagine Tamara's doing
I'm a little teapot
while she's playing this, and y'all know exactly what her hands
yeah.
are doing.
Y'all have to know, the best part about it is that the float, like, the mug handle in the handle part is a chest, like an ice chest, so you can put drinks in there.
Hello, drink
and then
for
on the other side... is a cup holder. Mm. So you have everything you need.
Is there a straw, like, long enough to go all the way up to your mouth?
Oh, I don't know, but I will find
Let's make
out.
It.
And if not, I will get one, because that is brilliant.
Did you buy one of these or a family set?
Especially
well, they come in pairs
okay.
if anybody wants one. Also, did you know that there's
If you go to
floaty-
Amazon.com right now and you type in formal nachos, the root beer float icon will pop up, and we get 10%.
Hey!
Root beer floats go with nachos.
We definitely got to reach out to these people.
Oh my gosh. but I would be interested. I could be persuaded to forgo the float.
Okay. Tell me more.
For a pizza float.
Hello.
It's a pizza, like a little single slice of pizza.
One slice of pizza, yes.
It looks like pizza. It's like a supreme pizza. All the toppings.
Mm.
It has a cup holder and everything. And it has locks on the side, so if you have friends with pizza floaties, you can link up and make a whole pizza with seven of your friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Dreams do come true.
The whole set is about $250.
Classic eight-piece.
Whoa.
For eight.
That's a good pizza.
It's a good price. So if you are interested.
I like pizza.
Maybe we should go that route.
Hmm.
I'm still very interested in getting my float. I might get both.
I mean, that would be a beautiful sight. Green Lake. Right. Shown there.
Just a whole
pizza. I wish someone, like, flew overhead and was like, there's a giant pizza in that lake.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. So, if y'all are interested, let me know. Summer bucket list for y'all. Things that you would like to do this summer.
I've never owned a bucket, but if I did...
inside it.
Bucket list. I would like to exercise more. I don't have any good answer for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any, like, summer plans?
For the first time since I was, like, 13, I don't have any work.
Yes.
And it feels great.
I don't have work, and it feels so good.
Yeah, I'm traveling quite a bit. I'm going to California by myself. And going to Montana by myself and New Orleans with a ton of people. Hello, drink we're drinking. Yeah, I'm really excited to travel, though. It'll be great.
It's a lot of trips.
It's not really like a bucket list.
Some cool places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any Sandy, Oregon?
Oh, I'm sure I'll be trips? In Sandy. Yeah.
Okay.
Parents are going to Europe. I talked about that.
Oh, that's right.
They
so
announced
are you gonna
that
go
on this show?
Yeah, are you gonna go down to Sandy and live in their house while they're gone?
Yeah, I'm gonna be picking them up from the airport, and I'm going to do everything I can to get a recording device into the car.
Yes.
Because I cannot wait. I just can't wait to hear their response to like everything. They should be like, "Oh, thank God we're back in the States. Feels so good to be home."
Oh my gosh.
Both of them breathing in heavily.
Take me to the nearest Starbucks.
Oh, they'll be at Starbucks every day.
That's
in
so
Europe.
True.
It'll drive me insane.
So good.
They'll be taking a bunch of selfies. And by they, I mean mother. We'll take a bunch of selfies with a Starbucks cup. Like, they have them in Italy. They have them in France. Like, ah.
They're everywhere.
Go get something else.
Oh my gosh. I think we should have a, like, memorial week while they're gone.
Yeah, party in their house.
And just party in their house.
They'll be listening to this podcast probably en route, because mom doesn't know how to subscribe and, like, get new episodes. She just, like, every once in a while is like, oh, yeah, I forgot they have a show. So this is, like, three at a time. So my guess is when they're, like, she's in flight away, she'll be like, oh, no, they're going to my house right now. And they're going to party. Which would probably interrupt Emily's party. That I'm sure she's playing.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of the song Aaron's Party by Aaron Carter.
That's
oh my
how
goodness. Get it started. I can't remember how it goes.
Something Aaron. Oh shoot.
I remember. That's how I
this is a good podcast.
Oh my gosh. That's how it be shot.
Yeah.
Us.
Okay.
Boom. I put it in the hoop like slam. I heard the crowd screaming out jam. I swear that I'm telling you the facts. That's how I beat Shaq. Yes.
I can't believe Shaq agreed to that.
Shaq would agree to anything. He's the best human in the world.
One of the three best basketball players ever, according to Tamara.
His face.
LeBron, Shaq, Kobe. That's all she knows.
I know, that's all
name
I
another
know.
Basketball player. Don't
Michael
you know.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Scottie Pippen.
Nice. Five. You have a starting five.
Oh, what's the dude he plays for?
Five and a half.
I did my best.
Join us next week for B-Ball with Bogues when Tamara comes on as the guest.
The Dirk.
Nice. Nowitzki.
Nowitzki.
That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Steph Curry. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! If I see right now.
Megan has put her left hand up and put out three fingers, and while taking the right hand and moving it up and down her arm.
Good
back for, to go back to the Wheel of Topics.
Oh, it's summer bucket list?
Oh,
no?
Sorry.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. I'll do a quick two.
Yes.
So, first, bocce ball, booze, in the park.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
We'd have to sneak in the booze, because I don't think that's technically legal. But
what's wrong with this country?
That's right. But that sounds pretty heavenly.
Uh-huh.
And then, kind of along the same lines, I do want to go back down to Sandy, float on the river. Could
yes.
be on a root beer float.
The Sandy
or
river.
Like a pizza.
Yes.
All of us.
Floating pizzas. That would be amazing.
Yes. Yes.
Float down the river with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Emily.
Yeah. Emily's my sister, for those new to the show.
Emily. All right. That's beautiful.
Yo, spin that wheel.
Six!
Spin. Oh, boy.
I was hoping it would land on this one!
Go ahead, Tamara.
Let's talk about musicals. Musicals.
Instead of talking normally, we're gonna sing a little bit as we continue the scene.
Okay, so actually I wanted to bring this up because, one, I know that there's a certain bet that you lost that you have to go to a musical. And I wanted to offer a suggestion because to a musical last week and it was incredible.
I was so mad at
Motown?
Yeah.
Motown. Oh my gosh. Can we talk about how good that is? Can
I
we like pull
hear
up some
about
of the music? It was just so incredible. So for those that don't know, Motown is a musical that essentially
do they have Savage Garden on there?
No.
Okay.
But they do have all of the great Motown artists.
I only have Savage Garden on here.
It chronicles the history of Motown Records from beginning to end. And it talks about like all of the artists that went through there and became great, like Diana Ross and the Supremes, or Smokey Robinson, or The Temptations, or Marvin Gaye.
I like them.
There are so many awesome artists that went through that. Yes.
I keep going. You just keep talking.
Oh, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder. I mean, so many people.
Mm, yeah,
and
I like this.
The musical was just incredible. The kid that played Michael Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Holy cow,
Dreamy.
He's got some moves. It was just kid Michael Jackson. It wasn't adult Michael Jackson.
I've always thought of Bruno Mars as kid Michael Jackson.
Ooh, that's actually a really good thing there, yeah.
Oh, Stevie Wonder.
Yes, Stevie Wonder makes an appearance. I mean, it's just incredible.
That
whole thing was delightful.
Pretty great. Like you'd just be dancing and moving the whole time.
Yes, there was so much crowd participation. At one point, Diana Ross came down.
The real Diana Ross?
Yes. she came down off of the stage and she was like addressing us like she was addressing a crowd at her own concert. And she's like, I need an audience member to come and help me sing the song.
And you raised your hand so fast.
I wanted to. Josh kept saying, put your hand down. Put your hand down. But this man from the back went up and sang with her and sang like he should be in the show. Like
it was
just
a plant.
It was so good.
Was it a plant?
No, I don't think so. He was a very
normal
looking.
I don't believe you, Cirque du Soleil. I don't believe those are real audience members. I'm on to you.
He was a very normal looking dude. And then after that, she had all of us hold hands with each other and sway. And then we would clap and sing. And
clap and sway.
It was so fun.
Wow.
It was so great.
How many times did they sing instead of talk, like when they could have talked?
Every time.
Oh, my God.
No, actually, this was more of like a...
All day, every day.
Every of the time.
This was more like there was a little bit of dialogue and then one of these great songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that like 80% of it was songs. I mean, it was just incredible. So good. I highly recommend it. I think they're still here for maybe a couple of days. You should go see Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next question. What show are you going to go see?
Yeah, you wanted to see Newsies, but that went away. What's next in Seattle? I'm sure you have the... Do you have the lineup memorized?
I don't. I know that Kinky Boots was here, but came...
Oh, yes.
Kinky Boots.
Just as funny as Wong Duty.
Don't scoff.
Wong Duty.
Wong Duty
Kinky
Boots.
Kinky Boots. Brought to you by Wong Duty.
The killer combo.
Saving lives
since
1974.
Do either of you have any fondness for Carole King?
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. I don't know who that is.
She's that one.
I should know. She has some Gilmore Girls.
There's a Carole King musical, and it's coming. Soon.
You sound thrilled.
Rise of the King.
Well, just so you know, Motown's awesome. If it's still here, go see it.
Yeah. I'm looking at you, buds.
I know. I'm going to be buying two tickets. One of them will be for Megan. The other one I will do everything in my power to get rid of.
I am so... I am, like, so looking forward to you going to see a musical and having a life-changing experience.
Might have to be the right one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hamilton is supposed to come in, like, a couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Good luck getting a ticket for
that. That's, like,
a
long time
gone.
Away.
I feel like they're...
They go.
They go. But that would be incredible, too.
Yeah. Ugh.
We'll have to do our research.
Yeah, it's just so fun.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to add to this topic.
Wheel
Let's do
love.
One more wheel. Spin.
Topics. 4?
Number 4. Let's talk about Space Jam. Space Jam is a documentary about Michael Jordan retiring from basketball in 1996 after their third championship and joining Major League Baseball.
Does Morgan Freeman narrate it? Because he does a lot of documentaries.
No, but Bill Murray's in the documentary. And
Bill.
And also many of the Looney Tunes. Are you familiar with the looniest of Bugs. Tunes? And
Daffy. Elmer.
And that's all, folks.
Michael is golfing with Bill Murray and Larry Bird. And he... And a fourth
Larry
person
Bird.
That I can't remember.
I'm sorry, that's just it.
Larry's not white. Larry's clear. That's Bill Murray's best line in the movie.
Oh, gosh.
And Michael is swept... Oh, and Newman. Newman is the fourth. I don't remember. Wayne Newton. And Michael is taken into Looney Tune Land because some aliens have stolen the talents of 5 NBA players. In the spirit of musicals and those kind of things, I thought, if you could Space Jam, if you could steal the voice of a musical artist and have it for your own, as your own power, who would that be?
So
and why?
Any musical artist.
Yeah, like they, all of a sudden one day, they wake up and they have my voice, and I get their voice.
Have you put some thought to this?
I've thought about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I would want to be an energetic entertainer. So I assume I would just start playing with their band. Like, I would just take their spot. Because, like, what use do they have for them, you know? Like, what good is Nickelback without that lead guy?
Whatever his name is.
I wish I'd come up with a name. That would have been way better.
No, it's better not knowing his name.
And because I thought about, I think that Hozier's voice, I don't know his real name. He's got some pipes.
Yeah.
Swoon-worthy pipes. Leon Bridges. I thought about that route a little bit. Although I think I might surprise some people with the Leon Bridges voice. I think people would be pretty shocked to see that.
Whoa.
But I think I'd much rather be like a little bit more on the entertaining side, at least for me, a little more high energy.
Bruno.
Louder. Oh, Bruno, that's interesting. But I would probably end up going with a band like Dustin Kensrue from Thrice. Like, something more.
Whoa.
Like, that's probably where I would end up going, unfortunately, for myself. But
Unfortunately.
I wish I had, like, a better answer. But it's like, no, that's probably where I'd end up. And just, like, being able to, like, sing with the crowd, like, at full volume with, like, a band, like, a rock band. That's probably what I would choose. But if it was, like, oh, you can't use these powers for good, you just get them around the house. Or for financial gain, I guess. Not for good, but for financial gain. It'd probably be someone with, like, smooth pipes, like Leon or, you know, something like that. Tamara?
Lady Gaga.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Romama Gaga, ooh la la, Tamara.
Yeah, I think, Lady Gaga, she's just incredible. She's got, like, the funky,
she
like,
also can, like, just sing really well, too.
Yes.
Like,
yeah, she has such a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Adele does
kind of like the hidden secret, like with her piano. Like,
yes.
Acoustic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she went to Juilliard? Or like.
I feel like she did.
She did Broadway.
Yeah, she's like,
yeah.
She's like really
she's
well trained. Yeah.
She was Spider-Man in Spider-Man the Musical.
Whoa.
That's not true.
Whoa. Yeah, so Lady Gaga, for sure.
Megan? I can think of one person that jumps to your brain
right away.
You've seen her live enough.
Savage Garden.
Probably...
I know. It would be Brandy Carlile.
Brandy
Carlile.
Oh, yeah.
Savage Garden. Yeah, I would say Brandy's my girl. She's an incredible musician.
Are you going to go see her this summer? At the zoo?
Probably.
Yes.
That may or may not be my 12th time seeing her, but...
Oh.
Yes. That's
but,
the way it should be.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. What's the most you've seen a band, Tamara?
It depends. Are we talking about my high school boyfriend's band? Because
yes.
I saw them every weekend.
What was the name of that band?
High Speed Radio.
Look up High Speed Radio on Spotify. I'm sure they're there.
They were a punk
yes.
rock band. Yeah. I wore black t-shirts to every one of their shows.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great.
I've seen Noah Gunderson a ton of times,
yeah.
but I don't know how much that counts to in the same light of high school boyfriend kind of thing.
I know. Noah. I've seen Noah a lot, for sure. Like, maybe 10 times.
Yeah.
But I don't know. 12 I think is impressive. Yeah, you've got a speed, I think. Yeah. That's a lot of times.
It's, like, slightly embarrassing, but...
No embarrassment.
I own it.
You gotta own that. I love it. She's also worth it.
She's great.
She's wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy, for changing our lives. My boss, his son, used to play in her band. He was the drummer.
Wow.
And then they started touring Europe, and he was like, dude, I got kids. I gotta stay home. So he's not touring with them anymore, but...
Mm. That's pretty great.
It's kind of cool.
It was a good run.
Yeah.
Megan's probably seen him.
Yeah, probably.
More than likely.
Probably.
Butterfingers.
Butterfingers.
Okay. Well.
Shout out to Bad at Parties. Really happy Andy's doing that. I want to say it one more time. Check that out. Because as this episode's wrapping up, you can just hit the play next function on your iTunes and just keep on rolling.
Keep it going.
Follow us on Twitter at Formal Nachos. Follow me on Twitter at Jeff Budke. Find Tamara Lynette on Instagram. It's got dope pictures of Josh's face. And Megan, where can you be found in this world?
Oh, goodness. I'm also on Instagram. Bogam.
Two A's.
Double A's.
Don't you type in one A.
If you ain't Dutch, you ain't much, I guess.
I hear that all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, it's probably time for us to talk about what we learned on the show.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Josh, what did you learn on the program?
Well, today, in this program, I learned that, historically speaking, the cuisine of Estonia has been heavily dependent on seasons and simple, you know, peasant food, which today is influenced by many countries, and today it includes many typical international foods. Well, the most typical foods in Estonia are black bread, pork, potatoes, dairy products. Traditionally, in summer and spring, though, Estonians like to eat everything fresh, so your berries, your herbs, vegetables, and everything else that comes straight from your garden.
Vegetables.
Hunting and fishing, Jeffrey, have also been very common. Although, currently, hunting and fishing are mostly enjoyed as hobbies. Today, it's also very popular to grill outside in the summer. And that's what I learned today in this program about Estonia.
So, Jeff, what'd you learn on the show?
I got two things. What usually happens is I steal Tamara's thing, so we're going to see if I do that today. I have two. Motown the Musical is really good at picking audience members. And number two, whenever. That is a combination of Whenever and Tamara. Whenever Tamara sees a honey bucket, she thinks of me.
Aw, it's true.
Bogues, what'd you learn on the show?
Dang, you got me. I started laughing.
She wasn't learning today.
No.
She'd be laughing.
She'd be laughing. She ain't learning.
I learned that float on means a lot of different things.
True.
Karaoke song.
Oh, sorry.
Karaoke song. Floating on the river. Mm-hmm. Or rip your float.
Rip your float.
Oh, love you, Savage Garden.
Savage Garden.
We'll live on forever.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, it's back again. Truly, madly, deeply.
Oh my gosh.
Flow on.
Ugh.
Tamara. Whatever. What'd you learn on the show today?
Well, aside from learning, if you ain't Dutch, you ain't much.
Yeah, that was a new revelation.
I was actually going to say, Megan's love for Savage Garden knows no match. I'm really impressed.
Oh,
I love it so much.
Oh,
and I'm going to be buying her Savage Garden everything from now on. Done.
If you're worried that she doesn't have the CD, don't worry, she does.
T-shirts galore.
DVDs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's all there.
Ugh.
My goodness. Savage Garden is smooth like a limousine.
It's too real.
Nancy!
No.
How many times was music mentioned?
12 at least.
Tamara, do you have anything for the Wheel of Topics?
I'm
gonna pass my torch on to Megan for the show. And go lay down with my phone scroll.
Josh is dead. Long live Josh.
Produce it well.
This is the most he's said to me since I got home.
I don't know if this goes to you.
It's amazing how little Josh does for the show, actually. You don't have to do anything.
I did hear the coloring thing last time. It made me laugh. Stop.
Can she color?
You can color if you want.
I can't
we can grab
that.
Your... I mean, we could grab you a coloring.
Everybody now.
Forever.
Not enough clever remixes of that one done.